Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Soundsington Media.
Welcome to a new edition of Reaching Out from Reach, a space podcast for kids.
Reaching Out episodes give us the chance to answer space-related questions from kids around the world.
This week is special as we actually get to answer two listener questions. The first comes from Cora in St. Louis. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, this is Cora. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and my question is, what is the difference between meteor and asteroid?
Ooh, great question, Cora.
Well, to dig into this one, we actually have to define three different types of objects.
First off is the asteroid. So, what are they? Asteroids are rocky objects that orbit the sun, much like a planet would. If you try to picture them in your head, asteroids aren't round like planets and are actually quite jagged and come in all different shapes and sizes, with some being as small as pebbles and others being hundreds of miles in diameter.
Asteroids are smaller than a planet, but large enough that they orbit our sun, which is why we sometimes call them minor planets. They exist throughout the solar system, but most are found in the main asteroid belt region between Mars and Jupiter. And according to NASA, the current known asteroid count in our solar system is 1,298,523.
Wow!
And they're finding more at the rate of approximately 40 per week.
So cool. Well, next up, Brian, we need to define a meteoroid.
Okay, I've got this one. Sometimes, one asteroid in space crashes into another asteroid. This can cause small chunks to break off, and these new, smaller pieces are called, you guessed it, meteoroids. But to get back to Cora's original question, what is a meteor?
Well, if a meteoroid actually enters into Earth's atmosphere, it will vaporize or turn from a solid or liquid substance into a gas, at which point it turns into a streak of light in the sky, or what we call a meteor. You've probably seen one, but may know it by another name. These streaks of light have come to be known as shooting stars, but now we know that they're not actually stars, but...
meteors.
That's right.
Well, Cora, I hope that answered your question.
And to build on that, we actually have another question, this time from Bozeman, Montana. Let's give it a listen.
Hi, my name is Ewan. I'm from Bozeman, Montana, and I'm going to ask, what are asteroids made out of?
Another great question. And here with the answer is the producer and co-creator of Reach, Nate DeFort. Hey, Nate!
Hey, Meredith and Brian. I'm excited to be here. Now that we know the difference between a meteor and an asteroid, let's talk about what they're made of. Our solar system formed over 4.5 billion years ago from a dense cloud of gas and dust. At some point, the cloud collapsed, possibly from a shockwave of an exploding star or supernova. Then, a chain reaction of pressure and gravity formed our sun, with most remaining material clumping together to form our planets. Asteroids are any of the leftover material that wasn't used in the formation of those planets. But what are they actually made of? Well, much like their jagged and irregular shapes, no two asteroids are the same. Asteroids are made up of different kinds of rocks, both solid and gravel-like. They can include different types of clays and metals, with some of the most common being nickel and iron. Asteroids can even be given different classifications based on the type of materials they're made from, such as M-type asteroids, called so because they're made of
Metal?
You got it. S-type asteroids, or silicate, because they're made of iron silicates or magnesium silicates. And the most common, C-type asteroids, or carbonaceous asteroids, with high carbon or chondrite content. But the coolest component of some asteroids that I personally didn't know of until quite recently is that some asteroids even contain water.
Whoa!
I know! We've learned a lot about asteroids, even in the last 10 years, with recent NASA missions visiting the asteroid belt, landing on asteroids and dwarf planets, and even collecting samples. In fact, the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft, which launched in 2016 to study the asteroid Bennu, will actually be returning in September of this year with a sample of dust and rock collected from the asteroid surface for scientists to study. So we're sure to find out even more about the materials that comprise these asteroids and learn more about the origins of our solar system.
Thanks, Nate, and big thanks again for the fantastic questions, Cora and Ewan.
Got a question about space? Let us know. Get your parents' permission and give us a call at 312-248-3402. Then leave us a message with your first name, where you're from, and your question for a chance to be featured in an upcoming episode.
We can also accept your questions via email. Just send us your first name, where you're from, and what question you'd like answered at reachthepodcast@gmail.com. That's it for this week on Reaching Out. We're your hosts, Meredith Stepien.
And Brian Holden. Reach is produced and edited by Nate DeFort and created by Sandy Marshall and Nate DeFort.
Our theme song and additional music was composed by Jesse Case.
And our logo was created by Stephen Lyons.
Reach is a production of Soundsington Media, committed to making quality programming for young audiences and the young at heart. For more information on our shows and the people behind them, go to soundsingtonmedia.com.
We've all been there. You're standing in a museum staring at a painting and all you can think is, I don't get it. To me, knowing the story behind an artwork is a huge part of knowing how to look at it. I'm Amanda, the host of the Art of History podcast, where we view history through the lens of some really great works of art. Each episode, we dive deep into the bigger picture behind some familiar and maybe not so familiar pieces. Check out Art of History now wherever you get your podcasts.